Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
At the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C., you're listening to The Tidbit, brought to you by Curate. I'm your host and the CEO of Curate, Kim Bryden. Do you run a small business or have dreams to start one? Here at The Tidbit, we've got your back. Each week, we talk through tidbits of knowledge around starting or running a small business with a food and beverage lens. So entrepreneurs and big businesses alike can fall into a trap of believing they can do everything on their own. And so to combat this, a key aspect of your business plan must include strategic partnerships. So what is a strategic partner? Well, to put it simply, a strategic partner is another business with whom you enter into an agreement that aims to help both of you achieve more success. But of course, what that success is must be determined and agreed upon by both parties. As we mentioned on our episode of Winning Over a Retail Buyer, the business-to-business world is relationship building after all. I mean, it's like dating, right? You have to establish clear communication when entering into these mutually beneficial agreements. And as an example of strategic partnership building, a lot of time at Curate, we're focused on how to partner with the local community in order to expand your business. So even if you are a part of a multi-billion dollar business operation, it's important to view strategic partnerships as a way to increase innovation and connection to your end consumers, because being so large, it can equate to very large blind spots in untapped opportunities. So this isn't just for our small businesses tuning in, but again, for big businesses alike, it's crucial to understand these key tenets. So I really wanted to explore this more on this episode. What are these facets on how to build a strategic partnership? So I decided to bring in my friends, Aaron and Sally, co-founders of Parsnip. Hello, Aaron and Sally.
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. And Parsnip, your vision is to connect better-for-you brands with partnership opportunities. So here we go, a mini-sode on four tips on how to establish and build strategic partnerships for your business. Awesome. Okay, tip number one, think about who is currently serving the customer you want to have. Aaron, I'm going to let you take this one away.
Yeah, this is one of our favorites. So, where is the customer that you'd like to have, where are they currently shopping, eating, working? So for instance, if you've learned that your refrigerated bars made from real fruit and veggies do really well with a yoga crowd, which yoga studios could you partner with to grow your business? That's a strategy that we heard from Bright Foods, the business based in LA. And we've had quite a bit of experience helping brands connect with, for instance, yoga teachers and studios. And as an example, a teacher out here in California, she hosted a retreat in Carmel Valley, and we helped put, as an example, Hugh Kitchen chocolate, Fish People seafood salmon jerky into her swag bags, and then also connected her with Joyful Body Care to do mini facials for the attendees of the retreat. So that's a great example of how to think about where your customer is at and what they like and enjoy, and find the right partners to help grow your business in that way.
I love that, because you've really identified who is your target customer and what one of these partners is doing in order to literally put their products in their faces at a retreat. That's amazing. Thank you for that. So tip number two, consider what you value. Sally, we talk a lot about defining your mission and values here on The Tidbit. So from your perspective, tell us more. Consider what you value.
Sure. So when you're thinking about establishing a strategic partnership, one of the ways you might find alignment with another company or brand or event is to consider your values. Do you have a social mission? Are you a B corporation? Do you give 1% to the planet? Do you support charitable causes in your own community? If you have some pretty clear answers to those questions, other brands likely do too. So think about the values that you have and find other brands that have the same shared values, because that also then will imply that their customers and your customers have something in common. One of the ones that we really love as female founders here at Parsnip is the female founder. And that is a value, and that is an alignment. Right now we're helping support a large women's conference, and they specifically want female-founded company products in their swag bags for their audience of several thousand women coming to their conference. So they know by placing female-founded products into the swag bag, they can immediately resonate with the audience that they're attracting to their conference.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful thread of a storyline, right? You're creating this whole user experience around that shared value, which is pretty remarkable. And thank you for that example. I have also been really fond of pitching, how can you create merchandised end caps or any sort of point of purchase display where that is, again, the story that you're communicating. So this end cap is all women-owned businesses. These are all Latino-owned businesses, whatever it might be. So having those like-minded business connections or business partners, it's not just how the products are paired together, but even those bigger values that you stand for. That's really cool. And tip number three, make sure you know what you'd like to accomplish through the partnership. Oh my goodness, Erin, this is huge. Setting expectations up front, I mean, very important. So what have you witnessed here? Make sure you know what you'd like to accomplish through this partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Parsnip, we have fielded over 1,200 partnership requests. And so we've seen the gamut of any kind of partnership. And one of the things that we found is that general exploratory conversations like, well, we just really like their granola, doesn't tend to amount to anything good. So go in with really clear expectations on what it is that you're asking for and what you'd like to offer in return, and then what success looks like for you. So I think a fun example of this is there's a sommelier out here in San Francisco running a business called Wine Up. Mm. And she does tasting for millennials. And so she was partnering with a co-working space, doing a tasting for 20. And she was hoping that maybe some local brands would want to donate wine and then also some salty and sweet snacks that would be part of this tasting experience. And in exchange for their donation of anywhere from one bottle of wine to 20 units of snacks, Lauren offered to put them on the Eventbrite page, tag them 3 times on social, share in her newsletter list out to 1,200 people, and at the same time, get their brands in front of an audience that we expected would also really value the same qualities that were bringing them together around this wine tasting. So that was a really easy one, and Lauren ended up getting a lot of great brands to work with for this experience because she was so clear in what it was that she wanted to receive and then what she wanted to give in return.
Yes, and I cannot thank you enough for this tip, because how many times I, probably you both as well, get emails that are like, so can I just pick your brain on this, right? can we just talk about, could we have this for free? Like, this is not a way to build a relationship, right? I mean, right. This is crazy. And so I can't agree anymore with what you're explaining here. Is be very clear about what is the mutually beneficial arrangement, because nobody has time in the day to just do things for free at this moment as you're building a business, especially if you're in the kitchen also producing said product. So thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And tip number four, know your limits as a brand. Sally, another really important point. Elaborate more on this one.
Sure. And it's actually linked to number three. So what we found in those 1,200 or so match requests that we've facilitated here at Parsnip is that the best partnerships start by a deep understanding of what the brand that's requesting the match is capable of. So a lot of times it's that they understand that they can handle the creative energies, that they do have the sample capacity for an event, that they can send a brand ambassador to the event to represent their brand. When there's wavering or when there's like, yeah, sure, I'll try to make it work, it's just not set up for success in the same way. We have a young company, a young entrepreneur called Wanna Date. She does date-based spreads out of New York. And from the very beginning, she said, I love taking photos. I love creating recipes with my product. I know what I'm capable of to help grow my audience through Instagram and taking photos with other products. If you're not clear about that from the very beginning, you get yourself down this bunny hole of, I don't know if I can follow through. I don't know if I have what it takes. And the execution ability is really limited. So we really encourage brands to know what they can do. And the Wanna Date example is such a good one because she knows that she can create fun recipes for her brand with her brand. She's done it a ton. And so we're able to connect her with other great products for her to develop recipes with. But in other cases, with brands that don't know what they're capable of, they get kind of stuck. And, you're wondering who's going to actually create something here if I've requested to work with another brand and I can't actually move it forward because I have limited capacity or I don't have a photographer or I don't have samples. So we encourage our brands to really think about what they're capable of. And the gentle, no thanks, not at this time, can really go a long way and not get you into this place like dating, where you just don't want to be working with that company or with that event because you just can't follow through.
Yeah, you don't want to waste anybody's time and be clear up front. No ghosting here. But I think it's really just understanding and recognizing your strengths, right? This great example, their strength is producing creative content for Instagram, whereas someone else's strength may not be that, but they can provide, like you said, the quantity of samples required, whereas maybe another business cannot financially at this time. So it's just absolutely getting clear on what you're able to contribute to this mutually beneficial agreement. And I do want to elaborate a little bit further on your example of Instagram and posting content, because I personally have seen an increase in the amount of brands who have started to do Instagram giveaways and just seeing that as the only way to build strategic partnerships. So either Sally or Aaron, could you talk a bit more about that and almost like why should we not just stop there, right? Like there's so much more opportunity than just an Instagram giveaway. Any comments you have on that?
Sure. So we do see a lot of Instagram giveaways, and our perspective at this point is it's a really easy way to dip your toe into the partnership pool and get started in a low-cost, low-risk kind of way. But we really like to encourage people, just as you're saying, Kim, to go ahead and take the next step. So if it worked well to do an Instagram giveaway together, why not think about collaborating on a recipe for your blog? Or thinking about doing content swap for newsletters. Or maybe you should take it a step further and think about putting together a collaborative gift basket around the holidays and then invite in a few other brands. So nothing wrong with the giveaway, because there is also some statistics out there that say that accounts that do Instagram giveaways grow 70% faster than accounts that don't. But you're absolutely right. That is just scratching the surface when it comes to a partnership.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for joining me today on this mini-sode. How can our listeners find out more about Parsnip?
Yeah, you can visit our website at parsnip.me. If you're a brand, an event, an agency, or an influencer, it's free to join us. And we'd love to help you all get started finding your next partners.
Amazing. And listener, if you didn't already know, this show is based on a bi-weekly newsletter that we send out at Curate. It's called The Tidbit, of course. And in it, we discuss what we're reading, eating, drinking, listening to, and learning. We have a send coming out this week. So get in on the news. Head over to curate.co, curate.co to sign up. And if you're a small business owner in the Mid-Atlantic region, I really encourage you to join our initiative of funneling more business opportunities, purchasing opportunities from our big business and anchor institution partners. You can find out more and create your free profile at curateconnect.com, C-U-R-E-A-T-E, connect.com. And I encourage everyone, really consider, again, how can you, tip number one, think about who is currently serving the customer you want to have. Tip number two, consider what you value. Tip number three, make sure you know what you'd like to accomplish through your partnership. And tip number four, know your limits as a brand. So until next time, everyone, ponder those tips and remember to scale thoughtfully and source locally.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.